Am I off this? Okay. Is that better? Now you hear me? Okay. What we talked about last time was that chemda is the root of everything. And the opposite of chemda is stopkus, is to realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is stopkus and bitachon. And we were saying what's so bad about it is that when a person realizes that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what brings sinas chinam, is when they can realize that everything really comes from Hashem. Right? So I'm just trying to see. Not even the right one. That's annoying. Okay. So Lemaisa, the Goyin says like this. It's an unbelievable shot. We were talking about the simanic kashrus of the animals. So one of the simanic kashrus is to be malas gera. Right? One of the simanic kashrus of the animals is to be malas gera. And we said that was the simon kashrus that the animals represented the first three galuyos had. They were malas gera. So he said an unbelievable pshat is he says that gera, besides that means that you chew your cud, it also means that it also meant that it's an amount of money. The agera is worth 4 isroinus, he says. And basically, after his whole cheshbon, the goyin says that agera is the amount of money he proves from the Gemara that is enough for one suda. That's what he says. So, in other words, the simin akashas of the person, which maintains his bitachon, his estapkos, is gera. And the splitting the hooves is that he's not running for other things. He's a slow animal. He doesn't run. So he said, those are the histapkos connected with histapkos and the chemda, is the two simani kashas. And the chazir has split hooves. Yeah, I'm good from the outside. But inside, he's not Miles Garrett. He wants everything. So that's what he says. It's an amazing shot. Okay? Now, the Goyin says the following. He says like this. Kol ha'averes v'hachatoim bo'im mechemda. Chemda is the one midah that creates all the averes in the world. Moshe kasev ki lo sachmoid koilel kol ha'dibros v'chol ha'toyah. Lo sachmoid is the tenth of the aseres ha'dibros. So it's the tenth of the aseres ha'dibros, which comes to tell me that it koilel everything. So chemda, again, is the desire to have what Yenim has. That is what leads a person down a path that he's finished with all other areas. It will lead him to Gezel, lead him to Shvu Hashav, it will lead him to Bitul Torah, it will lead him to everything. V'histapkus, shehu ha'hepech, hu yisoid shel kol ha'Torah. That's everything. V'hu emuna shleima shlo lido yigdag asmachar. So that's, again, the same lashon. V'histapkus is the emuna. And then he says that point that we said yesterday, that, you know, even if you did bad affairs, if you have a moon, it's good. But this is mamash, you would think, why is loy sachmoid the last of the aseres ha'dibros? It sounds like it's a nice midah, it's a nice thing and all that, but that should be the last of the aseres ha'dibros, the Ten Commandments, like those are the real deal. No, because the loy tachmoid is what causes all the other affairs. That's what he says, okay?
The loy tachmoid is connected to the first commandment.
Okay, correct.
Because if you believe Hashem is, in control, yeah, no reason to be jealous of anything.
Okay, that's true. Correct, exactly. That's what we're saying. Talking is the opposite of chemda. That's saying it's connected to them. Correct. Now, he says the following. He says, "B'mitzudas hachemda nilkadim lefamim gam b'nei Torah v'yira." Chemda overtakes everybody, even people who are B'nai Torah and have Yer Shammai. Why? Because B'tchila himar panim l'dvareha she'hi nitzreches l'yishav ha'olam v'tov torim derech ha'aretz. Because at first it's just pretty innocent. Hey, look, this guy has this, this thing. Actually, if I have that, it will help me learn better. Right? And, at first it seems very innocent. U'misham, from there, nimshach achar ha'moisreis. Then he gets into things he doesn't need. I need it. I can't survive without it. After he gets everything he needs, okay, look, I have everything I need, but I got to fill my retirement account. Let's say something goes wrong. I need my rainy day account. Right? So by the time you're filling up all your accounts, so then he says, Aval, in reality, rabois machshavois belevish. This is all in your machshavois. This is all justifications. This is not the real deal, what's going on. What's going on is chemda is pushing a person to the limit of saying, I need more, I need more, I need more. And this is ultimately the downfall of, of even the greatest people. That's what the Goyin is saying. So again, I mean, this is pretty strong stuff.
Before we said that, the titles were worse than chemda.
What?
Like 2 days ago, we said that the titles are worse than chemda.
Taiva is worse than chemda because you can't let it in at all.
In that sense.
But the effect of chemda could lead you down a path that's worse. Okay? Now.
It seems like taiva is like for a specific, temptation for something.
And chemda is overall.
Seems like a global misallocation of priorities.
Right.
The guy's into working, he's into money, and once he has it, he still wants more of it because
he can get what the other guy has. He needs to get on that vacation, right? Exactly.
I don't see it as being comparing to what the other guy has. I think it's just putting his priority, thinking he needs more than he really needs.
Right. Exactly. So it's more global, yeah, in a sense. So he says the following. So he says, now he's going more to the positive, and he says that there's two types of gvura that Ovdei Hashem have. Nikroim giborim v'anshei chayil. One is called a gibor, and one is called anshei chayil, people of valor, of war. Gibor is kovish yitzray be'ez shabah aver liyada. A gibor is a guy's faced with a challenge. He's faced with a nisayon right here and there, and he's strong. He's oymed bin nisayon. That's gevura. He's able to overpower himself. He says, "What's the anshei chayil? What's the anshei chayil? Anshei chayil is a whole different type of gevura. The anshei chayil is that he overcomes." A global desire, right? He overcomes all the distraction and says, you know what? None of this matters to me. And he just sits in the base matter. He just sits with his proper priorities. And he doesn't let himself get into the Nisayon. Anshei chayil him abirei halev b'shleimus habitochen. It's a guy that has real bitochen, lagus batera, to spend time in learning, b'shloi lashgiach so much on all of his needs, even his children's needs. To fulfill, they need this, they need that. It's okay. You get them the basics. Hashem will give them. Even if they're like an oyev, she makes him atzmai achzari. To a certain degree, yes, he's allowed to be achzari to his children. What is achzari to his children? Look, they want X, Y, and Z. I know they don't need it, but they don't realize they don't need it. It just seems like he's being achzari. It's okay. As long as you're giving that, you go and you keep your focus. What's the response? Hashem says, so the Goyin says that this is a different type of gevura. The gevura of not losing the focus in one's life, right? Not giving up, not saying, well, I can't have this lifestyle anymore. I just need to move. Look, my kids are feeling deprived by this, by that. No, you keep the general focus. It's a different gevura. There's one gevura when there's a nisayon in front of you, right? And can you overcome the nisayon? That's gevura senefesh. Correct, true. But there's another gevura of abirei halev, anshei chayil, where they say, you know what? We're sticking to our values. We're sticking to what's important. I don't have a specific nisayon. I don't have a specific nisayon, but I know one thing. My lifestyle, the way I'm doing it is fine. I don't need to go and keep up with everybody else. And eventually Hashem will make sure that you have what you need. And, you know, so this is strong stuff, you know. So he's saying that's a tremendous gevura. It takes a tremendous gevura to do that. But ultimately, Hashem will provide for him. So, you know, in that sense, he brings a remez down here. Says, so it says that this is the remez in the pasuk. It says, "Vayavoyu Marasa." They came to the city called Mara. V'lo yachol lishtos mayim Mar ki Marim hein. He couldn't drink the water. Alkein karshmoy Mara. And then what happened? Vayareu Hashem eitz, and he threw the eitz into the water. So he says that they didn't even have water. It was so shvach, the water, but they stayed strong. Okay, it doesn't matter. Hashem gave him the Eitz Chaim, Machazikim Ba. Hashem gave him the Torah and says, you hold on to this, you'll have what you need in the end. And then all the water became sweet. So that's the remez to this idea that, you know, in the end, the Eitz Chaim will sweeten up the water. That whatever the situation is, but if your person stays strong, Hashem will make sure that it ends up being sweet in the end. Okay. Tomorrow's going is very, very, very interesting. Okay. He starts throwing out, like I said before, he starts talking about, you know, Gilgul and different things. But we'll see. We'll see tomorrow what he talks about. But all right. Sorry about this short delay tonight.
Wow.
All right.
Okay, good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.